Morgan's AM. A rebound for US equity markets. Technology stocks stabilise.
Morgan's AM. Your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rebounded despite another robust inflation report. The Dow was up 434 points or 1.3%, snapping a three-session losing streak and logging its biggest single-session percentage rise in almost 2 months. Boeing Co. rose 0.8% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the aviation company had received approval from US air safety regulators to make fixes to an electrical problem that has grounded more than 100 of its 737 MAX jets. Broader S&P 500 rose 1.2%, with industrials and financials leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy, down 1.4%, was the only sector to close in the red. Tesla Inc. lost 3%, and the electric vehicle company has posted declines in 11 of the last 13 trading sessions and is on track to post its worst week since March 2020, with a week-to-date loss of almost 15%. The Nasdaq rose 0.7%, with Apple and Microsoft both rebounding over 1.5%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index rose 1.7%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance around masks for people who are fully vaccinated overnight, saying they no longer needed to wear a mask or socially distance in any setting except when required by laws or rules. In US corporate earnings, Walt Disney fell over 3.5% in after-hours trading after the company took another financial hit during its fiscal second quarter from the pandemic, as restrictions on attendance at its open theme parks and the continued closure of its California parks weighed heavily on its bottom line. The company reported fiscal second quarter revenue of $15.6 billion against consensus forecasts for $15.9 billion and lower than expected subscriber counts for its streaming service. However, adjusted earnings per share of 79 cents was ahead of the 27 cent consensus estimate. Alibaba Group Holding fell 6.3% after the Chinese e-commerce company posted lower than expected fiscal fourth quarter adjusted earnings per American depository receipt of 10.32 renminbi against consensus forecasts for 11.16. Alibaba's revenue for the quarter rose to 187.4 renminbi from 114.3 renminbi a year earlier, better than consensus forecasts for 180.2 billion. The company had 811 million annual active customers on its China retail marketplaces in the fiscal fourth quarter, an increase of 32 million from the period that ended the 31st of December. Alibaba also had 925 million mobile monthly active users for its China marketplaces in March 2021, up 23 million from December 2020. In US economic data, the producer price index rose 0.6% in April after a 1% climb in March. In the 12 months through April, the PPI jumped 6.2%, marking the biggest year-on-year increase since the series was revamped in 2010. The latest weekly jobless claims figures recorded that the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell 34,000 to a seasonally adjusted 473,000 for the week ended the 8th of May, the lowest level for initial claims since the 14th of March 2020, when the figure was 256,000. European bourses logged modest losses, with basic resources down 3%, dragging the pan-European Stock 600 index 0.1% lower. That index had been down as much as 1.7% earlier in the session. The utility sector was the leading performer, with a 0.8% rise. Germany's DAX added 0.3% after touching a five-month low earlier in the session. France's CAC up 0.1%. London's FTSE fell 0.6%, albeit settling off its worst levels of the session that saw that index also touch a five-month low. The heavyweight miners were the subject of some selling, BHP Group down 4%, Rio Tinto down 4.1% and Anglo American down 4.4%. BT Group fell 5.9% after the telecommunications group reported a 7% fall in revenue and a 6% fall in annual adjusted earnings. Luxury fashion group Burberry fell 4.2% despite recording a strong sales rebound underpinned by China and the US in the fourth quarter and reinstating its dividend. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey observed overnight that, on the basis of what the central bank is seeing so far, the BOE does not think that the factors that will push up inflation in the coming months will persist. Base metals were weaker across the board, copper down just over 1%, to be trading just shy of $4.69 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 2.5%, aluminium down 1.1%, and zinc down 1.9%. China foreign direct investment figures for April are released over the weekend. No spot iron ore pricing available given the public holiday in Singapore yesterday. However, the most actively traded September iron ore contract on the Dalian Commodities Exchange closed down 7.5% and snapping a five-session rally. Gold futures edged $1.20 higher to $1,824 an ounce after touching its lowest intraday level since the 6th of May at $1,808.40 an ounce. Oil prices fell sharply as the Colonial Pipeline, which provides around 45% of fuel needs to the east coast of America, resumed operations after shutting down late last week in response to a ransomware attack. WTI shed $2.26 or 3.4% to $63.82 a barrel. Brent dropped $2.27 to $67.05 a barrel. Both crude benchmarks marked their lowest front-month contract settlements since April, according to Dow Jones Market Data. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.3 basis points to 1.66%, a day after posting its biggest daily rise in yield since the 18th of March, up 7 basis points. The CBOE Volatility Index retreated for the first time in four sessions, easing just over 16% to 23.13, Australian dollar buying around 77.3 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.